Would you want to do the honors here?
Yeah. You know, for years and years and years, one of the most respected and beloved newsmen in the city was Robert Jordan. And Robert Jordan just announced that his days as a newsman here are coming to a close. And he joins us right now to talk about his career over at WGN-TV. Robert, how are you?
Oh, I am so fine. Thank you so much for inviting me.
We love you.
We do love you.
Well, thank you. This is just great. I really appreciate it. The last 2 days have been so heartwarming for me that, you know, it's just unbelievable.
How many years in Chicago news for you, Robert?
Well, I've been here since 1973.
Wow.
Yeah. So I left WGN in 76 and went to CBS Network.
Yeah.
77. Went to CBS Network, but I was based out of Chicago. So, you know, I was traveling and reporting for the Cronkite, the Walter Cronkite, in the CBS Evening News, and then went back to WGN in 1980 when the station became a superstation, went up on the satellite, and I had a chance to come back to local news, and that's just been terrific. So, you know, I've been here ever since. I'm back home.
How about that? How about that?
Is it tough to decide to retire, Robert? Because, you know, you're a staple in everyone's homes for so many years. And plus, it's really cool to get a good table at a restaurant every once in a while, huh?
Well, I don't know about that. You know, retiring is, you know, I've been talking about that with people. I'm not really retiring. I'm retiring from WGN.
Right.
But I have my own company, and so I'm still going to be doing that. I'm still going to be producing videos and working. So it's not as though I'll be going from the lazy boy to the chase lounge to the couch and that sort of thing.
And that's,
I'll be working.
And you will. And you're talking about your video production company, the Alzheimer's Memory Preservation Project. Why don't you tell us a little about that?
Right. Well, that's a recent project that I'm working on. My company is Video Family Biographies, and we do these 90-minute stories for families to help them preserve and protect the family legacy. And we have families all over the country, and so we've been working with them to help them tell their stories about how the family developed the business. These are generally multi-generational family offices and businesses. And so we work with them to help tell that story for
Robert,
kids and grandkids.
Do you produce those or narrate them or do the question and answer with these people? What
I
is
do.
Your you do all that?
Right. Yeah, I do. And I write them and it makes them a little different from our competition in that we don't just string sound bites together. We really have a script that we do, and we interview 25 or 30 people that the family wants included. And these are just private videos that the families will commission so that their kids and grandkids will know, you know, how they, you know, let's say they wanted to know about Grandpa. One of our first families that I can talk about was a guy by the name of Elmer Wavering, who invented the car radio and went on to go with the company that turned into Motorola.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And we have a lot to owe him thanks for having a car radio, because those rides before were pretty quiet and pretty boring.
You wouldn't hear Bill and Wendy if
that's
not,
true.
You know?
No, that's so true.
Well, what a great thing. I know that, you know, there weren't iPhones or there really wasn't easy access to video cameras when I was younger and my grandparents were around. But it would have been nice to interview my grandpa on his journey from Italy to here. So what a great idea to preserve the legacy of someone's family. So
right.
Amazing.
I have my mother on videotape, but I didn't get my dad. He walked in the door while I was taping my mother, and I just turned around and looked at him and said, "Hey, Dad, I'll get you later." Well, he went to a meeting that night. I had flown to Atlanta, and then he was out, and I said, "Oh, I'll come back and get him another time." And he died, and I never got him. And so these are the things that happen, and when our parents or grandparents leave us, they generally go away with hundreds, if not thousands, of unanswered questions that we say, boy, I wish I had asked them this or that. So I recommend to people that they use their video cameras on their phones or whatever and just ask grandma and grandpa, tell me about your grandparents. And now they are back several more generations learning about their family history.
Speaking of multi-generations, Robert, you know who's good? Did you ever see this Karen Jordan who does the news over on Channel 7?
You know, one of the things that happens now is I'll get introduced quite often as Karen Jordan's daddy. Wonderful.
But
I love it.
You have to be super proud. This is a, you know this, this is a very hard job to do, and you're great at it, and then you produce a girl, Karen, who is just so good at it, too.
Well, thank you so much. You know, Karen used to go with me. That's one of the advantages of working weekends. When she was a little girl, I would take her to work with me, and she'd sit in the back of the car, and we'd ride around, and you know, she'd go with me on stories, and she just saw how, you know, what television was like, and I think it just became something that was natural for her. And then when she went to Spelman College and came home and said she wanted to go to Medill at Northwestern for mm-hmm. grad school, which she did, and came out and got her jobs all along the way and worked her way from Rockford all the way up to Chicago. So she did it on her own.
WGN-TV's Robert Jordan on the line with us, and he has recently announced his retirement. When is your last official day on the air?
That's kind of strange in that it is listed as the 25th of September, but I will... I still have another year left on the contract, but I'll be just doing some fill-in for Steve Sanders at noon or Mark at 9 or wherever the station needs me. But basically, it's the 25th of September, and then I'll just pop in once in a while.
Robert, you've covered so many important stories since you debuted back in 1973. Give us one or two that stand out. Which stories really hold special interest for you?
Oh, man. You know, I just have to preface this by saying that I tell young journalists, keep a diary. And I started out doing that because over the years, you do so many wonderful stories that begin to just sort of blend and run together after a while. And the station has been doing some little retrospectives and throwing in some of the clever or funnier stories that I've done. And then sometimes I'll say, you know what, I don't even remember doing that story. There was one that was on the air about a stand-up roller coaster I did in 84, mm-hmm. and I don't remember doing that story.
Really?
Wow. And I have a good memory.
Sure.
But it's just that those things, you know, we laugh in our business when, you know, I used to come home and my wife would say, how was your day? What did you do? And I'd have to struggle there for a moment to think, what did I do today? You know, because, you know, you've been City Hall every day, or you're covering a fire or murder or, you know, all of those different things. And there have just been some wonderful stories over the years. And I'd have to, you know, take a moment or two to try and dig that up, some that stand out.
All right, we have a listener who's got a really good question because, you know, we're all wondering what Jackie Bang is going to do without you every Sunday. But, Len, you have a specific question for Robert Jordan, don't you?
Yeah, I want to know how do you and Jackie started that patty cake routine and how long did it take you to perfect it?
Wow. Well, you know, it started over 10 years ago. And it was kind of a routine that we did after the end of the first break. If you know television, you know that the first segment is the one that's heavy with violence and tragedy and, you know, blood and guts and so forth. And so we'd get to the end of that first segment and we'd look at each other and go, boy, yeah, that was heavy. Hmm. And sometimes, you know, we'd need to get some energy back. And so during the break, we started doing this little routine, and it started growing. And we added to it over the years, and that's how it got to be so long. And it really worked well to get us back up for the second segment. We were no longer, you know, kind of deflated after, you know, people don't realize that news people are affected by the news that they present and discuss and write. And so, you know, if you have any kind of a heart at all, it does affect you. And I've been affected by a lot of stories that I've covered. So that was how it started.
Well, Len, we are going to put the video. I know you've seen it, and pretty much everyone else has as well. Len, thanks for calling. But we'll put the YouTube video up on our Facebook page, Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder, because you guys got it all going on.
Thank you, Wendy.
Robert, I always thought it would have been weird if you had done that during the news. Like, it's good to do during a break, but if you were delivering the news doing that, it might lose some credibility.
You know, Jackie and I laugh all the time. We have been at programs or emceeing events, and we've been on different sides of each other. She usually sits to my left.
Yeah.
And so if she's sitting to my right or something, we can't do it. Or if one of us messes up midway,
yeah,
we're lost. We laugh. We have to start over. So it's
beautiful.
It's kind of rote. Yeah.
Oh, my God. If anybody performing in the Chicago area needs some backup dancers, you guys should
do
it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
You know what? You and Bill can sit there and attract people who walk up and down Michigan Avenue with that.
We could try that. All
you
right.
should come in and teach us how to do it.
That.
You and Jackie should come in and teach us how to do it.
Yeah, and that's something I must say is that that's been, you know, what a pleasure it's been to work with Jackie as a co-anchor. She is, she's, you know, solid, and she has been the one who kind of holds me back from the moments when I might tend to be more goofy. She'll bring me back in. And she's a solid, strong journalist, and it's been just a pleasure to work with her. We have the record of the longest anchor team in Chicago now since Linda and Sylvia were no longer together.
Wow. That says a lot.
That's great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, we hate to see you go, but we're happy that you're going to be doing other things, and I think we'll see you around.
Oh, well, thank you all for calling. That was so kind of you. I really appreciate it, and this has just been the greatest. I got a comment from Ron Majors after Feeder published the article, who said, "Come on in. The water's fine."
Beautiful. Bob, we miss you already. You have meant a lot to this city, and you really have done such an exemplary job on the news. And thank you for everything you've done over the years.
You know, thank you so much. You guys have a terrific show. I enjoy it so much, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Robert. We'll tune in on the 25th for your last day.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
What a great guy.
Robert Jordan. Yep.
We got to work on some routines, you know. There's a 4-minute video where they're going nonstop.
I know.
I only saw the short one.
Oh, no. I can't believe how good they were. All right. A quick break, and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.